Hey.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel.
Hey, what's up? My name is Michael.
And you are listening to The Class Prefect.
Are you ready?
And, you know, I've been told I look manageable. Like, I'm not ugly. Think like a man, act like a Nigerian. Anyway.
Meow, meow, meow.
The Class Prefect.
Sure. That was such a dead end.
It's okay.
All right. Wait. No, because I was shook that we both said at the same time. I was like, what the fuck is happening, nigga?
Hello everyone, welcome back to a new episode of The Class Prefects. Like I promised last week, we are back again this week. No more breaks for us, God willing. Thank you for all those who listened. Shout out to Opeyemi, our guest from last week, who will be back. He will return, so stay tuned for that. And if you haven't subscribed, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Podcast, Google, everywhere you can find a podcast, you can find us there. And we also have our Shukran link for tipping. You guys haven't been tipping of recent. It's not fair. We need your money, please. Thank you very much. So please, our link is below. And the Patreon isn't up yet, but we're working on getting that fixed as soon as possible because one of you had asked about that. And finally, if you have any guests or any topic you would like us to talk about, you can send us an email at theclassprefectspod@gmail.com or send us a DM or whatever and we will get back to you. So without further ado, this week we have a guest with us, new guest, first time guest, and we're going to talk about something I'm very excited about and you've heard me mention on this show many times. So without further ado, will you introduce yourself to the people?
Hi everyone, my name my name is Elena Afa. I am the founder of IMH Africa, meaning Influencer Marketing Hub Africa. We are an influencer marketing agency that help e-commerce brands target their ideal clients, increase their visibility and sales using influencer marketing.
Awesome. Yeah. So guys, if you've listened to this show for any episode, you know that I always talk about influencers and influencer markets a lot, partly because I used to and still work in PR. So we used to have a lot of influencer events and we have like an influencer list even of all the influencers in Nigeria on my laptop. So I've always been fascinated and a bit irritated by the influencer term because I'm just like, what does this even mean? Like, what's happening? And then TikTok came and just blew everything up. So I felt like I should reach out to someone who knows about this space to kind of just come and say a bit about, you know, what it is, how it operates and everything. But before that, we start every episode with our highs and lows of the week. Basically a high point or a low point of your week or anything. And so that's what we're going to do now. So let's jump into that. So I'll go first so that you can kind of get a vibe of how it runs. Okay. So for me, I'll start with the low, so I'll end on a good note. My low this week, as always, is the lovely city of Lagos, Nigeria. I think like it's just like Lagos is weird because you can do everything to have a good day and to have your day go smoothly and things can just scatter without your whatever. So 2 days ago, we had like a really heavy downpour of rain. And usually when it rains in my estate, for some reason, the transformers just stop working for like 3 days. So that morning, I had like somewhere to be. I had like a 5 a.m. thing and I woke up at 4, got everything ready, and then the gen just wasn't working. There was no light and that tacked on like 2 hours. It's like, okay, 7, I'll manage. And then I got out of my estate and there was so much traffic for no reason. And I was just like, you know, Lagos continues to frustrate everybody that lives here. And I think that's my only low. My high is that my friend is back. Denola is back in town. Thankfully, Mikey, we're waiting for you to join us. So, because again, as we've grown older, I think we're all going down different paths. So we separate a lot. And it's very lonely sometimes in Lagos, which is annoying. But my friend is back, so I'm happy. And he's going to be around for a while. And yeah, that's it. So, okay. Giving the example.
Okay, so I'll start with my high. I think I've had a couple of interesting things happen. for me this week, I would say, I think one of the amazing things that happened was, we're able to meet our targets. Like, we surpassed our targets. And the low would be, I don't know. I can't think of anything yet.
Lagos is always there. As an
oh, Lagos. I'm just going to add that. Lagos, yes. Lagos traffic. I can never get used to it.
It's quite bad this week. I don't know why. From this, like, Lekki down, it's just ridiculous.
I think with the rain too as well, just worsens everything.
I think it's weird because, like, you would think that Nigeria is the only country where it rains. Because I've been in many countries that it's rained and, like, stuff just goes on.
Goes on, like, it's different in Lagos.
But, I mean, yeah, because we have poor drainage and stuff. But, like, I need to get out of here. That's the summary. I say it every week and I'm still here.
I say it every day. My TikTok is for... I use my TikTok on my Twitter. I just always rant about Lagos. Living in Lagos. I just don't like living in Lagos.
It's the worst thing in the world.
I agree.
But anyway, guys, so we're going to move right in. We have some, like, newsy things that happened this week. But if I start talking about them, we'll be here for a long time. But all I will just say, no, I'll save that for the end. Because I always say I will stop and I end up staying for 1 hour. So, no. So we're going to start jumping into the influencer stuff now. So the term influencer, I think I heard it the first time when I was in university. And this was when Instagram didn't even have, like, DMs. It was just for pictures. There were no, like, messaging features or anything. And I was kind of like, okay, what is it that an influencer does and what does it mean? And then I was in America, so it was mainly, like, lifestyle, travel, people like the Kardashians and stuff like that who were termed as influencers. And it seemed like something that was available to you once you became famous or once you had a show or something. But now, with the growth of Instagram and TikTok now, it seems like it's something that's accessible to everyone, no matter your age or your gender or what you do for work. Because I see doctors on TikTok, I see lawyers on YouTube. I'm just like, okay, so you can actually have your job and then still be an influencer. So in terms of that, how would you define, like, what an influencer is in 2022?
Okay, I love to define influencers as people or an individual that has a community that listens to them. If you have a community and then they listen to you, I mean, you're more or less like an influencer.
So we're influencers, yeah. Because last week we had Opoemi Famakin on. He's the, like, food. The biggest food critic in Nigeria.
Yeah, he is.
And we had a discussion about, because I don't like being called an influencer, because I think that there's, like, an almost connotation of, like, what do you do?
Oh, okay.
Hooked on that, right? It's like, oh, so, like, that's not a job. Like, why are you, like, what does that even mean? And he was like, you have a podcast, people listen to it every week, you have a small growing audience, so you are kind of an influencer in that sense. Creator. I was like, okay, I get content creator, I think, is what I lean towards than an influencer. But there is a lot of money in that market, as many of my friends are influencers.
Oh, you have a lot of influencers as friends?
I have a lot of influencer friends, a lot. Almost all my friends are in some way. Mikey, some everybody. So, I frequently see, he's a photographer.
The photographer, yeah, I know.
And I frequently see the checks, the alerts that they receive. So I'm just like, this is like, they're making, like, comparable money to, like, salaries of people who are, like, CEOs of companies, some of the big ones, you know. And I think that has, especially with the way times are now, and with COVID, with the situation in the country, people are looking for new and more sources of income to be able to, like, pay for stuff. Everything is going higher in price.
Everything.
Food is so expensive. As someone who bakes, I've seen the price of flour increase at least 4 times in the past 2 years. And eggs, everything is, like, I bought eggs this morning. I was like, how is this the price of eggs now? So many people are looking to be influencers. And I'm not going to act as if I am always pro, because I'm always like, okay, so what are you doing? Like, an influencer to me is not a title. It's something that you do when you've attained some kind of, like you said, a group of people or a community, or you have knowledge of your job. Mm-hmm. But now it's looking like an influencer is more about the value you provide to others as opposed to being this smart person. Because there are people who are stupid who are influencers. I think yesterday or 2 days ago, the Catch Me Outside girl was posting that she made the Catch Me Outside girl, Bad Barbie, I think is her name. So she's a girl who was on Dr. Phil for being disrespectful to her mom. Okay. And she responded to the doctor and told her to catch her outside, meaning that she wants to fight him outside. Oh. And she was a teenager. So she grew to popularity, and that phrase, Catch Me Outside, has kind of become a meme thing. Mm. And so she posted like 2 days ago that she's made $52 million mm-hmm. on OnlyFans. Now, that's not really, you know, I wouldn't advise that route unless you're really comfortable with yourself. Everybody can do whatever you want. But she did that because she took all this fame from being on a talk show. Mm-hmm. And first of all, she went into music. She made like platinum songs and everything. And then she took all that fame to OnlyFans. And I think the influencer thing, especially with TikTok, it seems like you go there, you build a big audience, and then you pitch or sell whatever you're selling, mm-hmm. or people can pay you to talk about what they're selling. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is like the roadmap, if there is one, to mm-hmm. becoming an influencer? Before that, what are the types of influencers? Because there's a nano, there's micro, then there's the big ones.
Okay, so we have four different types. Mm-hmm. We have the mega influencers. Mm-hmm. Our celebrities fall under that category. We have the macro influencers. So some of them, some people become influencers overnight. So mm-hmm. for example, in Nigeria, you can be a nobody in quotes and then you go to BB Niger.
Go viral
and then
or
you become, yeah, you can become viral. You mm-hmm. can be dating somebody. And then you just,
blow.
So, you just blow. So, yeah, so we have the mega influencers, we have the macro influencers, we have the micro influencers, mm-hmm. and then we have the nano influencers. So, we have four different types of influencers.
Okay.
Yes.
Is that based on
numbers?
Based on the number of followers.
Number of followers that they have, yeah.
And is this across? So, is this like platform specific, or do you combine? Because I see in some people's bios, they'll put, 2 million on TikTok. Mm-hmm. On their Instagram page, the influencer marketing strategy, do you combine all the platforms or do you make it specific for each platform. For each one?
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, what would you say is like the roadmap? Someone is sitting at home and is like, I want to be an influencer.
Okay. A lot of people want to become influencers mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting.
Trendy.
Well, I wouldn't say there is a roadmap per se. But what I would say is the first thing you need to ask yourself is why. Why do I want to become an influencer? Is it because it's trendy? Do I want to make... I mean, it's not bad, you know, becoming an influencer because you want to make money. Mm. I mean, you're correct. Yes, the pay is good if you are good with what you're doing,
content.
Your brand positioning, and you're good with pricing. Because you might be creating amazing content and people are not paying you what you deserve. So, yeah.
That's me.
Oh really?
Because mm-hmm. I do like reels and all this stuff
for brands.
People. Yes. Oh. And even till now my pay is still shit. It was someone that told me actually. So someone told me on this Bookings Africa, the platform. I recently signed up there. And the lady who took me in was like, is this your rate? I was like, Yeah. She was like, no, you need to increase it.
Yeah.
And even then she was still like, you know, don't feel bad to like charge people for stuff, because it does take time, and I think it
takes a lot of time.
It takes time, but I think because we've been conditioned in the way that work is supposed to be hard.
Mm.
So for me, making reels is easy. It's not like simple, but it's not something that I enjoy doing. So to me, it's just like, oh, this is fun. And I think for most people who are on TikTok as well, it's just a fun thing. Mm. Some of them don't think of it as like a technical skill. But she was like, just because something is easy for you doesn't mean the value goes down.
Yeah.
Like if you're a mathematician that finds math very easy, doesn't mean they shouldn't pay you. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're solving equations and stuff. So I think my mindset has shifted since then. But with there being no roadmap, I think that also means there's a lot of risk involved in going down the path of influencing. And also, I think risk on the side of the brands, which is where you guys have come in. I think I've followed you guys for a while. Through two Instagram name changes. That's how long I've been. Probably from the beginning of your page, actually, because I saw either an ad or someone had shared, and I was like, oh, there's no influencer agency yet at the time. And I was like, okay, let's see. And then you guys changed your name, and then you changed it again recently. So I was like, I've been following for a while.
Just twice. Okay.
So, on the side of the companies who are booking these influencers, there is this, especially those that go into Big Brother Nigeria, I won't call anybody's name, but there's an emphasis on like number of followers as opposed to the quality of your followers. And you guys post a lot of reels and memes saying that just because somebody has 2 million followers doesn't mean they fit for your brand, though. Look at the comments, look at the engagement and everything. And it might actually serve you better to go with a nano influencer who will charge significantly less, but you know at least 10, 15 people will purchase what you're selling. So from the side of like someone who brokers these deals, what do you feel are some, don't say mistakes, or like what advice would you give to people like seeing what companies want and how best you can serve a company as an influencer? What would you say, like, in terms of how to position yourself to look attractive to these people?
How to position yourself as an influencer?
Not as a company.
To look attractive to the
companies
brand.
Or brands.
Okay. I would just say do your thing. Okay, let me be honest with you here.
Do the numbers matter?
Well, no. I think Nigeria is a different...
Very different.
Yeah, I'm going to be very honest with you. Nigeria is a different market entirely. And I'll tell you why. I don't know how... I feel like before people started working, before brands started working with micro and nano influencers, so like the smaller influencers, the big ones have been like getting like all the gigs, celebrities. So at the back of their mind, you know, it's... We're just going to look for I'm not supposed to mention it. We're just going to look for this person seems to be the person trending.
So they just latch on to them.
They don't care whether the person aligns with their brand goal, their values. They don't care about the content. Let's just align. So you see them, you know, throwing in money. And I mean, they have the money to spend for the very big, you know, for the very big brand. So I would say, and then, they were always looking at the numbers. But now I see that more brands are now open to also working with smaller creators. They're now open to working with micro influencers. They're now open to working with nano influencers. So how do you position yourself as an influencer to secure more paying brand deals? I would say is know your why and then invest in your content creation. Invest in your content creation. Invest in building your community. We do a lot of outsourcing influencers for clients. We work with directly with the brands. We work with some creative agencies, you know, that, oh, we want this type of influencers for our clients. And then just give us the brief and then we'll look. So one of the things that I would look out for if I want to hire an influencer, I'm going to your page. The first thing I'm looking at is your content. What type of content are you putting out? You know, you can easily tell what an influencer's headspace is by looking at their page. Now, depending on the platform, you know, that
you're looking at.
Yeah, you're looking at. So whether it's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you know, the kind of content that you put out, the quality of content. That's why somebody can charge as much as $2,000 for a content.
I've seen that.
And another person is charging 10,000 naira. Now, let me even shock you. Somebody will charge $2,000. Someone will charge $3,000 for a video. And then the brand is saying, okay, we have $2,500 to pay. Because we always try to negotiate. Yes. And then another person is charging...
$1,000 maybe?
No. Very, very low. Maybe charging 50,000 naira. And the brand is saying, negotiate to 15,000 or negotiate. Yes, it's not like they don't have the money to pay, but they're like, oh, yes, because they're like, I don't think this the quality of content is So I would say invest in your content creation, because even if you're not getting booked to work as an influencer, like create and post on your page, they can book you to create content. Exactly. I mean, I don't have to go and start calling videographer, calling makeup artist, when I can just, oh, I want you to create this reel, 10 this reels TikTok. For our clients. I'm going to pay you this amount. Mm-hmm. Are you open to this? Do you understand? So you can just do what you love doing. Create the reels, submit it to us, and then you're getting your money depending on when. So I would say invest in your content, invest in your community. Now, because a lot of people want to be identified as influencers, they are just everywhere. Today they are doing this, tomorrow, today you're doing, I'm a food blogger. Now you want to become the biggest makeup, food. Yeah, I'm a makeup everything. This, I'm a lifestyle, I'm a travel. Pick a struggle.
One of my friends said a quote that stuck with me. She said that you shouldn't, like, if you have people that come to your house and they're sitting at your table, it doesn't make sense to go and start standing outside to call more people. Like, serve the people who have come to see you before you go and start looking for different streams. Because if you leave them, and they showed up to see you, which means they're interested in you. So don't leave them to go and look for new people that might not even care about what's on your table. So I think that's very important.
Yeah, and just being your authentic self. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful when you're yourself. You're not trying to be... Because I think God created us... differently, and he has given each and every one of us different gifts. So what makes you stand out? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to be like Emmanuel. I'm Elena. I would do. I know. Do you understand? So be yourself. Invest in your content. Invest in building your community, and put yourself out there. Put yourself out there. If you need to go for events, if you need to pitch. Now, before you pitch, and that's another thing. I posted this on my page. I see a lot of creators make this mistake. They just follow a brand and then they pitch. Oh, they don't even follow, just pitch. Oh, my name is this. I really love
researching.
I follow. Oh no, please. Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a brand that works with a lot of influencers. And the beautiful thing about the whole influencer marketing industry is, even if you're not working as an influencer for like the very, very big brand, there are other brands that can pay good money.
Yep. And many of the big brands are not the ones that pay the most.
I say this because I see the numbers. We pay influencers. I've seen how much we are paying these people. And it'll shock you that somebody that has a store in Lekki that is looking for influencers can pay more money than the very big
brands.
Sometimes the big brands are offering to just give you PR.
Yeah, or send you stuff.
Yeah, and send you stuff for free. They're going to pay you. And there's some influencers now do that thing where they feel like, oh, I want to just attract the very big. Forget that you're living money. This is money. There's money everywhere. These are people that can pay you. So you're just trying to, you know, attach yourself
to the big names, brands, who are few and far between.
Do you understand? You know. And then you realize that if you had started, let me tell you, if you build yourself, people are going to find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, oh, who made this content for this person? Mm-hmm. Who did this? We like what they did.
Yes,
like,
we
sign up.
Yeah, be your. And then, oh, one more thing, because a lot of people have some people have very funny attitude, and it's something that people need to actually work. If you want to become an influencer, your news spread. So if I work with you and give me issues, I'd most likely
you tell
to
other
hire.
People.
Yes, and it's not I may not even tell other people, and it's not people, some people don't know that it's supposed to be a relationship, right? If I onboard you for a client and I love that you delivered in time, I know things can happen, right? You may not be able to deliver the content. At least send an email. Oh, this, not that you just go AWOL and then you decide to come back after we've already paid you. All these things count. And that's why some people, you just get deals one off. And some people keep
getting
deals over and over again. So it's a total package. Your content, your community, your being your authentic self, brand positioning, pricing.
Pricing is very important.
Yes, pricing is very, because you can be doing so much work and then you're seeing very little.
But I think some of these brands, and I'll give an example. Okay. I can't say any names, but I've been on both sides. I've been on the brand side because when I did like PR, I would hire influencers for the brand I was working for. And I've also been on the other side now as a creator being paid by brands. And something would happen where a brand would pay a big influencer all this money, right? And someone, let me use that like an Okpeyemi, he has excellent engagement. If you go in his comments, they're active. People are buying things he recommends. But someone like, that's not it. Somebody who has many followers, but you look at their comments, 10, 15, but you have 2 million followers. Yeah. And I always tell people, like, it makes, with this client in particular, we're having like a lunch. And I was looking for people to come and invite and take pictures of the food. And I was like, I have friends who take excellent videos and pictures. They only have 2,000, 3,000 for followers. But the money you're paying them, first of all, isn't what you pay this person. Some of them was even just to give them free lunch. And your return, because if I pay you 500,000 to make that money back, you have to convince at least 100, 200 people to buy. If I pay a smaller influencer 10, 20, 30, 50K, they only have to get 3 or 4 people and I've made that money back. So I'm always like, don't look at it as, oh, 1 million. Look at it as, get maybe 4 or 5 nano micro influencers to come for your event, right? Especially in the food industry, because everybody's now doing like restaurants open every day.
Yeah, every day. I always see them on Instagram.
And stuff like food, I feel like, and that's also why podcasting is kind of overtaking radio, because there's a personal connection. Now, if I have 3,000 followers, it's more likely I have a connection with most of my followers. Like, they're mostly my friends or people who like me. If you have 2, 3 million, 4 million, it's impossible to have that personal touch with all 3 million people. Thank you, your fans instead of a community. And so if I see my friend eating at a restaurant, I'm more likely to go there than if I see some random celeb. Like if I see Kim Kardashian somewhere, maybe if I have the money or something, one day I'll go there. But it won't be the same as if I see my best friend. Oh, I've heard of this place. It's nice. I'll go there first. So I think that's also the mindset I have when it comes to brands and trying to let them see that you don't necessarily need the huge name, Mercy, Tata, Mike, all these big... I mean, I think Big Brother has actually created the influencer industry in Nigeria like in a weird way, because almost all of them now, they're all influencers. They're all going overnight, which is why anyone listening from MultiChoice, I've said this for 2 years, I've applied for Big Brother 3 times at this point. I don't know why I'm not getting in.
Maybe you get
in. I'll apply again. So please... accept me so that I can blow. Okay? But and there's a formula they have when they come out. It's like, welcome back party. You may or may not get a car and TV and a check from your fans, fans in quotes, and then the role of endorsement starts. There's always a skincare brand in every, always a skincare waist brand, trainer. Always a waist trainer, always a liquor brand or some kind of beer. And then those people, the food vendors that send you food. Oh, I just got this package of rice from this. I just like, it's so predictable now that I'm just like, okay,
what next?
Do those people actually get returns in your experience from using, like, because there is value in using people who are flashy and trendy just to get eyes. But I don't know that those convert into customers, you know. Do they convert into customers, have you found? Or is it like the smaller ones that have higher conversion rates? Or does it vary depending on the person?
Well, it depends. If you're targeting the mass market, it might convert. Now, depending on what you're
selling as well.
If you're just trying to
get awareness.
Awareness. They're great. Cause especially when they come up from the house. Everybody's trying to team this, team that. I don't know how these their fans. They're always so invested. So, yeah, you can tap into that, you know, that fame, energy. That sudden fame. Yeah, so, but then on the long run, I don't know. I always preach balancing if you want to run a successful influencer campaign. Balance it. You know, tap into different audience sizes to influencers. I already said we have 4 types of influencers. So if you're able to hire a BB Niger person and you feel like this person aligns with your brand, you know, have micro influencers too. Have nano influencers too. So you're tapping into different tiers. So your mega influencer, your macro influencer is doing their thing. You have your micro influencer. Yeah, those ones are always very dedicated. Their content creation. Have you been seeing the content that some of these people have been doing lately? And it will just help you to just stay top of mind in your industry. So I would say, if you can, you know, if you really want to, if you really want to hire these people, sure, by all means, if you've done your research, you can hire them. But then, tap into different tiers.
It's beautiful when you do that. Okay. So, some comic relief.
Okay.
Have you seen the latest Iniedo video?
Which one?
So, like two or three days ago, Irish Pub or something in Echo Hotel released a video.
I didn't watch the
video.
With
Iniedo.
Can I watch it now? Can watch it. Okay, I saw it on there's this babe that usually criticized.
Yes, Lydia, babe.
Yeah. Okay, I just said.
Have you seen
that? Was it very bad?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Please watch it if you can.
A few moments later.
So, we just heard Iniedo ad.
Let's work in the scripting and writing. They shot this with a phone and edited with InShot.
This was edited in InShot. InShot is a powerful app. But anyway, so guys, we just watched an ad. I'm sure you've all seen the Irish Pub X Iniedo ad. And so this is one of the branding mishaps I see of.
Someone said, send me my data. I really love reading the
comments. Nigerians are actually the funniest people in the world. No one can argue with me. So, in this situation, I think we have a mismatch. Or do we? Because many times, like, you see an ad or a campaign that's so tacky and so, like, Raz, but it's converting because maybe... No shade to anybody, please. Mm-hmm. I know last week people were complaining because I was saying mainland, whatever. I won't say where anybody lives.
Okay.
But there's a certain, like, maybe a cheap beer brand that all this, like, sachet beer or something, I don't know. And they have a campaign that, to me, is, like, Raz and rubbish. But I'm not their target audience, per se.
It will appeal
and
to
maybe
their target
audience is resonating with the ad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, you think that's, like, would you consider it successful?
Yeah, like, definitely. Yes, like, you know your target audience and you're creating everybody. You can't serve everybody.
You can't serve everybody.
Yes. So you're creating content that appeals to your target audience. So yeah, I mean, if you obviously the people that buy those sachets, you know, like bus conductors or those. So you cannot come and
but
be creating a posh ad.
Because the ads for Peak Milk and Indomie are still, like, decent. Those are like everyday goods and services. Because I feel like when you put, because again, if you now hire like an influencer, right, to switch it, and they give you content that's low quality and you accept it just because they have 2 million followers and you know that no matter what they post, their people will still flock to you, even though you know that this video, you wouldn't accept it from somebody with 5,000 followers. Which is why micro and nano influencers most times have better content because they know that they have to bring their A game.
Yeah, they
as
have
opposed
to
someone who has more leeway as someone with 2 million followers, because regardless, they'll just post it, right? What's the balance between, like, putting out work that's not necessarily good, or does it even matter as long as you convert into sales? Like, does it even matter?
It's a bit tricky, if I'm going to be very honest.
Each case by case situation,
it's very tricky, but I would say it kind of, like, depends on your campaign goal. What are you trying to achieve from onboarding influencers? What are you trying to achieve from hiring the services of an influencer? If one of your campaign goals is to create content to repurpose for your marketing, then low resolution is not going to work. If your campaign goal is you want conversion, right? And then you're definitely most likely looking towards a macro or a mega influencer. The video may not be great, but you know that because you've done your research, you know that if this person posts, they have the fans that would buy into
the rabbit.
That can work. You know, you might not repurpose the content on your face
anywhere else.
But you know that the goal for the campaign was conversion. So that's a bit tricky.
Okay, that's interesting because for me, like I just showed you the video mm-hmm. I made, and I make most of his reels and stuff with him.
Oh,
exactly. Secret surprise.
Oh, really? So I'm going to get. I have a number already, so I was going to say I'm going to get a number.
That I started getting clients because they'll say, "Oh, who made this?" I'm like, "Oh, Emmanuel." And I was like, "Oh my god, come on, make reels for
make
our
all
brand.
The videos."
Most in collaboration with him, yes, work together, but we do all the filming and stuff. And
that's
I think.
Good.
It's been an interesting journey, Sha. But I think I say that because some brands, I've worked with brands who have edits and mm-hmm. resolution. And I've worked with brands who are like, oh my God, this is so good. And you're mm-hmm. like, but this is just a basic thing I've done. So I think it's very case by case. And I think also what the overall brand vision is. Like, mm-hmm. is this meant to be like for a luxury brand, they're never going to take anything.
We'll take that's it. Tacky. Nah, they won't.
But if you're like, you know, represent. A lower. Not lower class because everybody is important, but if you're like a more accessible mm-hmm. brand, you might be like, okay, this is more like it might make us seem relatable to our followers, so we'll take something that's not necessarily as neatly done with all the hype, the
for those,
HD
this is
and
not
stuff.
It's not an excuse for
them
to create low quality content.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's tricky because you don't want people to now say, okay, I can just do the bare minimum mm-hmm. because you won't grow if you keep doing the bare minimum. Okay. Final question, or final series of questions.
Okay.
Instagram has become a different kind of app. Mm-hmm. And I use Instagram specifically because I think that is the most accessible mm-hmm. Influencer platform. Because TikTok has the videos, but you can't really, there are no DMs, there are no pictures. You can't really do much in terms of engagement with people, like outside like the comments. Like Instagram has DMs, mm-hmm. you can save stuff, you can do recipes, like which you can do on TikTok as well, but I think Instagram is a bit more tailored to like buying and purchasing now, mm-hmm. like with the store and everything. And YouTube has a high bar of entry, is really expensive mm-hmm. to have a good YouTube channel. What would you say that the social media brands now, or the social media sites or apps now, are all leaning towards like an influencer sales marketing model as opposed to just somewhere to share your content and like your views and things? And is that a good or a bad thing? Do you feel?
Come again, I'm not sure I got the
question. So, that was a long question. So, do you feel like social media platforms mm-hmm. are almost turning into like shopping malls as opposed to like places? Because Instagram at first used to be just come and post your pictures, nice videos and go. Now mm-hmm. you're buying things directly.
Yeah.
You're doing the marketing, you're running ads, you're selling things in your DM as well.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that that's like a good or a bad thing? And like, or is it just a thing that's
yeah, I
that
think
can't
it's a
stopped?
Good thing, you mm-hmm. know, I mean, because that's where people like us make our money mm-hmm. from. The creators make money too as mm-hmm. well. I think it's a good, and the brands make money. Some mm-hmm. brands have, they get more traffic from Instagram.
But so, I think to be honest, all these questions are very specific mm-hmm. to the brand you're speaking of. So it can be because I'm trying to ask general questions,
okay.
but there are no. But it seems like almost everything now that I'm thinking through it is mm-hmm. like it's very specific to what the goals of your brand and your campaign are. Mm-hmm. So there's no one platform that I think really is the best overall.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, okay,
or is there?
Well, it depends on what the objective
again,
of the campaign
mm-hmm.
is. It still always boils down to that. Yeah. You know, if you're looking, there's YouTube, there's Instagram,
mm-hmm.
there is TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
There's Snapchat. I don't know if
you've seen Snapchat. I rarely use
people,
Snapchat.
Some people.
But Snapchat's
people.
Still very active.
Yeah.
It's one of the top like mm-hmm. four still.
So it depends on, you know, what your campaign
mm-hmm.
goal is. Some people, you know, do most of their campaigns on Instagram. Some people do on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like helps like your SEO. It's for like
mm-hmm.
e-commerce brands.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like searching keywords
mm-hmm.
and then it can pop up and people
mm-hmm.
get to know about.
YouTube is part of Google as well, right?
Yeah, just this.
Or is it different? Okay.
Thing. So yeah, it depends on what the campaign objective is. Yeah,
cool.
But I mean, most campaigns,
mm-hmm.
Instagram, I mean, from statistics, Instagram seems to
is
be like
the
top, you know, for influencer marketing campaigns. Instagram.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, so do you guys have like an influencer boot camp thing? Because I see that most of your services are to help the brands.
Do you have
any, or do you plan to in the future have any kind of influencer center, like to train? Maybe not to train, but to give them tools.
Oh, yeah. I mean, remember that you asked me if I had something coming up. It just really dawned on. So me, I really love influencers. I don't know. I just really love, I'm passionate about young people creating and doing what
they want.
So it just gives me, I'm so excited when we're able to help these creators get paid deals. I mean, if you're listed in our directory, for example, and a small business owner or a brand purchases that directory, and then they can get to see what you do and hire you. We've had influencers that have earned 5, 6, 7 figures, from our recommendation. So yes, do we have something coming up for influencers? Yes, we do have something. Okay. We're starting an agency pretty soon.
Okay.
And it will be centered for small creators. Now the reason why I'm always really rooting for micro and nano influencers is because I feel like they've been overlooked for the longest time. And because I have worked with over 8,000 influencers, both locally and internationally, big, small. So I kind of like know everything that happens like behind the scene, and I know who brings in the most. So I feel like, and there's not enough information. A lot of people are just diving into becoming influencers with little or no information.
No,
that's why there are a
planning.
Lot of bad eggs. And you have some people say, oh, influencers are just a waste of money, just overpriced. Somebody will just wake up one morning without doing any research, and then you're charging 500,000 naira for a video.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay 500 with your 1,000 followers. I know it's not about followers here, but then some people still look. Some of these brands.
There are many of these pages that are like, oh, charge your what?
Yes.
Charge
your
what?
You'd be like,
relax.
Just stay there. You price it out of the market. So I feel like I don't think there is anybody giving that information, especially tailored to our market.
Nigeria market is
a different ball game altogether.
It's different.
It's only Nigeria that you see an influencer, exchanging words with a brand. Only an influencer
PR
you see.
Person.
Yeah, PR person, a small business. It's just.
But even at the events, fighting with people.
I've seen
that happen
before. I haven't seen.
Someone was invited to a party that we threw and wanted like a VIP thing. And we were like the VIP is only for those who are paying for VIP.
Okay.
But they felt like because, and we already paid them to come. But they felt like because they were coming as an influencer, they would automatically be sat at the VIP.
I'm
like, no, the VIP is for those who are paying. And it's because of what they paid, we were able to pay you. So please just, and they were like, no, we can't. And I wanted to leave. I'm like, you can't leave because we paid
you. Paid you, so you have to
and
hear.
It became a whole situation.
Nah.
And we did let them go at the end because it was like, you can't disrupt the whole event because of you.
Okay.
But we'll never use them again.
Yeah.
But at the time, yeah. Okay. So there's something coming for the influencers.
Yes.
Okay.
We
so
have
guys
something.
Who are listening, and girls and people and everything in
micro
between,
and nano influencers.
People, something's coming for you.
Yes.
Some other templates that they have on their website that I'm looking at now. I think the first one I saw was just before you paid
that. Oh, that's like
that
our
first
product that
one.
We created.
And then the latest one is a template for influencer and brand promotion and also the directory.
Okay.
So what is the new newish directory that you guys are offering now?
We're trying to create more tailored directories. So we have the micro influencer directory. We've taken that out. We're trying to update it. We have 61 micro influencers, but they pop up every day and they're really good ones, and we need to highlight them. We need people to know that they exist. So we're trying to revamp that. So we currently have the nano influencer directory. We're going to have the mom blogger influencer directory coming up, skincare influencer directory coming up, a couple of just niched markets so that brands that are targeting this niche market, like, I have a product that I would serve mothers.
Mothers,
okay, let me just go and get this directory. So I'm having to look for, you just get the directory, browse through the list, go
That's
through their
an
page,
incredible
find out
resource.
That, okay, this person aligns. I think I want to work with this person. Pay them, whatever you do. That's
something. That's an incredible resource.
Yeah.
Because from someone who had to spend hours scouring through, like, literally, I will be going through pages and making a list, number of followers, and ranking and changing every week. It's really stressful. So having that thing available is like...
So we do the work. We have the tools. Now, when it comes to outsourcing influencers, some people think, all I need to do basically is just go on Instagram, look for someone with a pretty face. That's just one of it. So we combine organic search with AI tools. And now we have over 5 years experience when it comes to handling successful e-commerce influencer campaigns. So we know what exactly to look out for. I mean, if you're not going to wake up overnight and then I see that you have 10K followers and then you book me for inquiries. We're going to do the dirty work. We're going to do the research. So we do all the work for you. So all you need to do is you're getting an already made...
Finished product with everything.
Yeah. So it makes it easier for you to find influencers to work with.
Okay, guys. That's great. So if that sounds interesting to any of you, you can go to IMH Africa Influencer Marketing. What's the H for? What does the H stand for?
Hub.
Hub. Yeah. Influencer Marketing Hub.
No, Africa. But the handle is IMH Africa, so it's just easier for you
for people. Yeah. So like I said, I've followed their page for a long time, and I think I'm happy that now it's like people are gaining like traction and like understanding the market, and I think it's only going to grow from here.
So I'm looking forward to,
because like Nigeria is always like late to the party. So
in
America and stuff, the influencer bubble is actually about to burst, sort of, because it's getting really saturated. But the good thing is, like in some niches. So some niches are like people that sell like fishing tools or whatever, they are still like space. But many like fast fashion brands, like the Fashion Novas and everything, they have so many influencers and so many like, but they also have so much money, so they can spend. But I think in Nigeria, the concept is still new and it hasn't been utilized to its maximum yet.
It hasn't been. They haven't even started.
And I feel like even with the podcasting, to plug ourselves here, I think that's going to be something that's really... Because podcasting in America is big, really. Like, people are earning money from this thing. Like, and even money aside, just like growing your community, there's a certain pride you get when you see people who are like, you know, oh, my listeners and everything. So I think that's something that I'm trying to raise awareness of in Nigeria, like the podcasting side of things, because even like Netflix and all these TV shows, because I'm also in the media, so I'm like, your TV show should have a podcast that comes with it to explain the episodes. Like every HBO show that's come out in the past 3 or 4 years has an accompanying podcast to explain the episodes for BTS, and like when you buy those DVDs and you have all the extras. So these are the extras that we have now in the digital age, and I think I'm excited and interested to see how like the space grows from here and how the influencing would be for podcasting, because that's directly my field, and how like people would buy ads and how that structure is going to happen in Nigeria, because many people I speak to are like, what's a podcast? They don't even know what it is, and they don't see the value necessarily in advertising on a podcast as opposed to being on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook or whatever. But there is value if with your audience who trust you and what you say and have a close relationship with you every week and listen to you. So brands who are listening, you know, just note that. And Big Brother again. I'm going to say Big Brother every episode so that the sound gods can pick it up and send it to MultiChoice. But with that, guys, we are going to round up the episode here. Thank you so much, Elena, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
And hopefully you'll be back and we'll have more conversations. And when your influencer platform is ready, you know, we'll also let people know, because that's something that I think many people listening would be interested in, including myself. So we usually round up the show with just like saying anything we're watching or listening or reading. It's called the notice board. So is there any like TV show, book, music, anything that like you're watching or listening to that's entertaining you this week?
I'm listening to a lot of classics. I don't know.
Like classic, what, like R&B?
R&B, yes.
That's always good. Okay, for me, I have been watching The Flight Attendant because it's back for a new season, and this season has started off really strong. I'm excited. I watch like 70 shows, so I'm not going to go through all of them.
Yeah.
Every week. I watch a lot of TV.
70.
I mean, that's being exaggerated, but yeah, at least more than 20 every week. I don't know where I find the time, but I follow a lot of shows.
Well, you enjoy doing it. So
that's my work. Yeah. It's part of my work. So Moon Knight is still going on. That's a Marvel show. And there are two episodes left in the season. And I always feel like Marvel shows are rushed, but, you know, that's their formula at this point. But I'm enjoying Moon Knight. Abbott Elementary is done, but I've still been rewatching it because that's one of the funniest shows I've seen in a very long time. And it makes me happy in the stress of Lagos. Music.
What have you been listening
There's a
to?
New song I discovered by a Kenyan artist. Her name is Nikita Kering, and the song is called X.
E-X.
No personal stories attached. but someone I know, I was about to say my friend, but they're not my friend. I don't use that term lightly. Someone
oh,
I
really?
Know. No, because I have like people I know, acquaintances and friends. Because I feel like...
So you always say, oh, this is my acquaintance.
Or this is someone I know.
I wish. I always say this is my friend.
Because especially in Nigeria, that breeds an over-familiarity I don't really like.
Oh, you don't like over-familiarity.
Not because I don't like people. Because for my friends, I have high expectations of our relationship. Because I give a lot. So if I call you my friend, I expect certain things from you. So I don't like to, because I don't want to put that weight on you.
Yeah, oh, okay, I get it now.
Yes, because it's also weird when people are like, but I'm your friend. I'm like, technically...
You told them. You see that? Do you?
I'm like, technically you're not, but we're cool. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm like, but do you want me to lie to you? I don't, you know.
Wow.
You have to be honest to people. So but yeah, so the song is called X. It's a really beautiful song. And I think I've really gotten into East African music recently because I've been so caught up in, you know, the Burner Boys and the Wizkids. But there are a lot of East African artists. And there's Joda Kugosi. Apologies if I misspell your name, or if you're actually from South and not East Africa. My African map is just one. We are one Africa.
Yeah, we are one Africa.
So, yeah, so check them out. Movies, I am super excited. I'm watching the new Fantastic Beasts today, and Doctor Strange comes out in 8 days, guys. We've been waiting. I think this is the most anticipated Marvel movie since, like, Endgame or Spider-Man. But it's coming out in 8 days. I hope they don't mess it up. And I hope Nigeria doesn't ban it, because this country, people are always weird with their things. But in 8 days, I'll be watching Doctor Strange, which means by next week, you have an update. A lengthy update, probably, of the show. And yeah, guys, that's it. Thank you for listening. If you made it all the way to the end, make sure you follow IMH Africa. And do you want to follow you personally or no? it's fine. Just follow them, please. And then also follow the Cash Prefix on all platforms. We're on TikTok, guys. We only have one TikTok, but I promise you more are coming at some point in the future. So get ready and follow us. Send us an email and we will see you. Also, rate us, guys, please. Thank you to all those who've rated us on Spotify and iTunes. Those really help with, you know, the ratings. So please rate us. And yeah, anything else, DM the Cash Prefix, not me, and send an email, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Yeah, we're
done. Get your PVC and vote. Friday is the deadline. Hurry up.